innercitygeeks.net. What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. Steve here, and this is episode 306. And joining me today, I got Brian.
What's up?
And back again, we got Charlie.
Hey, people. ¿Qué pasa?
Hey, shit, man.
There you go.
it's been another fantastic fucking week. Seems like, at least over here, kids and everything are back to school now as of this moment. Like, we're already two weeks in, pretty much. And traffic is insane because of it. Because, of course, it's only right.
I don't want to hear about going back to school just yet.
I know.
We're still on summer break up here.
Yeah, no, it's completely fair. So what's going on, guys? What's going on? Sorry, Brian. How you doing, bud?
I'm all right. You know, same old shit, different day.
Nice. Same old shit is a good thing.
Yeah.
It's better than having massive diarrhea. That's what I'm saying.
Jesus.
Yeah. We always go to the shitter in the beginning.
Yeah.
It's only right.
Sounds like a show.
Only right.
Yeah, exactly.
Straight in the shitter.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the title of this week's episode right there.
Straight in the shitter, yep. Yeah.
Well, straight into pooper because you don't want to get, you know, canceled. Yeah.
Right. Show goes down the hole.
There you go. Show goes down the hole. Oh, I caught that Tiny Toons reference. I'm old.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. What was it? The hole. And then he was like, in the elevator one, press the button.
Yeah.
Elevator go up, elevator go down. hey, that's what we should do. They're rebooting everything. Let's reboot Tiny Toons.
Well, that's already been rebooted.
Has Tiny Toons been rebooted?
Yeah.
I know the Animaniacs been rebooted. I don't know about Tiny Toons.
Yeah, it was. It was around the same time.
Shit.
Or it's in the works or something like that. But I think it did happen. Yeah. I think it did happen on Hulu.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it did too.
Because, you know, Hulu decided to do all of the shows.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
It's okay. All right. It works.
We'll live.
Yeah.
So it's good, Brian. What have you been watching? I know you watch a lot of shit. I know you've been working, though, but...
I'm working a lot, and I'm covering hours this week, so I'm working even more. Like, I'm traditionally off on Tuesdays, but I'm covering a shift.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I make that money.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man.
Gotta make it rain. Important. Make it rain on them hoes. I got you.
So, which would be good because this will be the paycheck that covers for AEW.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair. It's not a bad paycheck.
Less than a month.
I know. But that's good, though.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it. Things are good. For starters, I'm going to flat out say the first thing I watched this week was She-Hulk.
Ah, yes. Yes. We could all start there.
And I got to say, I'm thoroughly impressed. I think I was scared about the CG at first, because, you know, we all saw that first trailer, and then visual effects were not quite done yet and everything.
Yeah, they have to work on it even before.
Yeah, I mean, they're working on it up until like the end. But I gotta say, She-Hulk was really good. Thoroughly impressed. I don't know what they're doing with Hulk. Like, this sort of like bro dude Hulk. You know? He's
Namaste Hulk. Namaste Hulk, I call him.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pacifist Hulk.
Yeah. So like I'm wondering what they're gonna do with him.
We'll see if he has anything to do with Abomination that's gonna be in the show.
True. Yeah. It was nice to see all like the different tie-ins, all other things in the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I did like the callback to Iron Man 3 with the helmet on display.
Yes, Yep.
Yeah, that was cool. The helmet was cool. Mm-hmm. The helmet, the bar scene was very nice and touching.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, all the music t-shirts in the bar,
courtesy of Tony
Stark.
Of course.
Right, because Hulk's wearing a Nevermind t-shirt for Nirvana, and then you know, she's wearing the Zeppelin t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I think the show's done really well. I like that Banner was all like, "We have all this training," and she's like, "Train for what? Like, I'm fine."
Yeah.
He's good. Like,
yeah, it's like, and then that whole speech about, you know, her controlling her anger about being catcalled in the street.
That was a good one.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, way to go, Marvel, for actually bringing in realism.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That was really good, too. That was a good scene.
Yeah. I think the breaking of the fourth wall is done really nicely.
Yep.
Which
essentially at this point, it lends itself to actually having Deadpool somewhere in the near future.
It's, yeah. He's around.
No, I know.
Yeah. That post-credit scene, though, was great.
That was funny.
Yeah.
Captain America! That was awesome. Yeah.
So, James Gunn is denying it, but the USO girl that supposedly was the one that Captain America screwed in 1943 is the same actress that played Star-Lord's mom in Guardians.
Ha! Interesting.
Interesting. Yep.
So, that's why the whole thing is like, oh, he slept with Star-Lord's grandmother.
Nice.
You know.
It makes sense.
It does make a lot of sense.
It tracks, yeah. Absolutely. It's
very plausible.
Yeah.
aside from She-Hulk, trying to think what else I've been watching. I watched the two bonus episodes of The Sandman.
You know, it's funny. I watched half of that. I watched the first half. With the cat. Yeah.
Which was kind of creepy to me because I'm not a big cat fan.
Well, being a
cat, but it was a good story.
It was a great story. You know,
as a cat, the way that ended was great though.
Yeah.
Like, is the cat? Look at him. He's dreaming.
Yeah.
He's hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Which the owners of that cat was actually David and Georgia Tennant.
Ha! Nice. Okay.
What? Say that again. I'm sorry. What?
So David Tennant and his wife Georgia were the owners of that kitten, the one that was dreaming.
Oh, were they? Well, yeah. That was the voices? I didn't realize that. Oh, that's cool.
I know the Prophet cat, the one that was a house cat, and then became the Prophet.
Yeah.
That was Sandra Oh.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
From Killing Eve, which is fucking great. So if you haven't watched Killing Eve, check that shit out.
I know that...
the wife likes that show.
Michael Sheen was part of the cast. I don't know who he played.
Nice.
But then the second part was really good, too.
Rory was in that one.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was sort of a Doctor Who reunion, but it wasn't, because, you know, because obviously, you know, Rory was with number 11 and not 10, but, I thought it was cool that Arthur Darvill played, a part in Sandman, and, Do I say, like, I guess it makes sense because it's a British show and there's a lot of British actors in this?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Kind of. They all intertwine somehow. Like, they got, like, a lot of Game of Thrones, Doctor Who, Harry Potter.
Yeah. They intertwine universes, which is perfectly fine with me.
Without getting to spoiler, I think it was a great story. And it revolved around Dream's former lover, Muse. And I think the tale was done really well, and once again that riveting musical score,
absolutely,
you know, that like, you know, Dream's theme is just always like overpowering and just you know, mesmerizing at the same time, and just like, okay, like I need more Sandman episodes.
What I love about it is what I love about the show in general, not even just the new episode or whatever, is that it's a lot of it is pretty much shot for shot for the comics.
Yeah.
So if you go by the comics, and like there are clips online that you basically have.
Yeah, like, I've seen something like that where it's like they read the comic and they show you the comic and the acting. It's like pretty much word for word.
Yep.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
And as a person who hasn't read the comics yet, it's pretty interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that they I like that they're doing that.
Oh yeah. And it's there's so much shit that you can get from there, especially also because like Neil Gaiman is such a great fucking writer. Uh-huh. Why would you stray away from what he's written that's been around for over 20 years?
Yeah, pretty much.
He's a great writer. I'm a mm-hmm. big fan of his.
I don't even know what else the hell I watched this week, to be honest.
That's fair. That's fair.
A lot of work and a lot of like apartment stuff.
That's fair. There's nothing wrong with that. You've been an adult this week.
Yeah, I adulted this week.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Adulting go down the hole.
There you go.
There you go.
That's the title right there.
So like I basically just like I did a lot of apartment work because like we finally got our stuff in storage. Because it's just, you know, there's so much stuff to, like, when does it end?
Yeah, yeah.
You know? I don't think it does.
I don't think so either. It'll start to, and then you just accumulate more.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. One other thing. I just started today, actually. There's a series from HBO that's a couple of years old already. It's called The Night Of.
Okay.
And it's Riz Ahmed. Okay. Was it The Sound of Metal?
Mm-hmm.
And a million other fantastic things. He plays this kid that he basically, his dad is a cab driver, and they're Muslim, and I want to say Pakistani, and like he takes his dad's cab. To go to a party, but he didn't know how to shut off the off-duty light, and so people keep trying to like get in the cab, and finally, like this one girl gets in, and because she's good looking, he takes her wherever she wants to go, and next thing you know, like they're doing, like they're drinking and like you know, like doing blow or whatever, and you know he's Muslim, he's not supposed to, and like
yeah,
and then after they screw, like he wakes up and he's like, it's very late, I need to go. He turns the light on in the bedroom and she's like stabbed multiple times.
Oh,
interesting.
And basically he's scared naturally, he's running, and then after a bunch of craziness throughout his night, he gets caught I'm gonna watch episode 3 after we're done, but like basically it's just like him trying to prove his innocence, and his lawyer played by John Turturro.
Oh, nice! Fuck yeah!
Yeah, it's a great series. Highly recommend. Okay.
Actually, didn't they get nominated for awards last season or something like that?
I think it last won year. A lot of awards. It's old. It's like 2016.
Okay. So I have heard about it. I just haven't watched it.
Yeah, like it was on my list too. Like I know my dad was a fan of the series. Like he watched it in full.
Okay,
telling me to watch it. And I still remember when they filmed it. Like there's one scene in particular that was shot outside my old job.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So like, can't wait to see like where that pops up in the series.
Hell yeah.
But no, that's pretty much it. That's all I've been watching.
Nice. Good job. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
So, Charlie, what up, dude?
What's up, people?
Chilling, son.
Damn, not really much of anything. I'm still on my summer break trying to enjoy it as much as possible.
Oh, yeah. That's what you have to do.
I've been doing a lot of walking and being outdoors a lot and exploring the city and... Doing the walking is part of my exercise routine. You know, I think I showed you this morning. I think the last 7 days, I think I walked like almost 57 miles.
That's insane.
In the last 7 days.
It's fucking bonkers, dude.
which is funny. And I started taking up a little bit of jogging, trying to get back into the routine since I lost all this weight.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to be a little bit more active and healthy. And which is kind of funny because all this led up to me playing softball on Saturday. And my first at bat of the first game, I got a hit and I'm running towards first base and I wind up pulling a quad muscle.
Nice. Good job.
So it's like, you know, I'm trying to get healthy here and I wind up fucking up, you know, at the same token.
Of course. Of course.
It's only as Brian was saying, I did watch She-Hulk as well. That's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I started watching the Game of Thrones prequel today. So far, I think I got like another 20 minutes into it.
Okay.
It's I kind of like the fact I'm chopping it up because, one, it's a lot to take in. Okay. It's a lot of new characters to take in and learn at the same time.
Yeah.
But then you're learning about things. And that it does a great tie into the Game of Thrones original series.
Okay.
If you want to see how it plays out so far. A lot of blood, gore, stuff like that. You know?
Yeah.
All fun stuff. But they did come
all,
out.
All the essentials for an HBO show.
Yeah, but they did say it's not going to show a lot of gratuitous nudity. So.
That's fair.
Which is fine by me. I did, what else? Playing the new Madden video game.
Oh, nice.
Because I'm a big football fan. I like playing video games. So I've been playing the new Madden. And I think they did a really good job on it this year, especially as a tribute to John Madden himself.
Mm-hmm.
The first game you play is what they call a Madden Bowl type game, where it's all the old players that he, you know, like he was a fan of.
Oh, so nice.
You're playing like, you know, Brett Favre and older, you know, younger Tom Brady. And the two coaches are two versions of himself.
Oh, that's fucking badass. And, that's awesome.
And then during the game, instead of talking about the highlights of the game, they're talking, the announcers are talking about his life. Oh, and the impact he had on football throughout the entire game you're playing. And then it ends with like a nice little touching tribute video. It's really fucking cool and, you know, really nice. That's, you know, anybody who grew up, you know, playing football, or a football fan, or who knew John Madden, I think they really did a great job on this.
Hell yeah, that's awesome, dude.
You know, also been listening to some tunes, got a couple of episodes of the Turntables podcast down with you.
Yeah.
Two
episodes in the hole right now.
Yeah. Two in a hole. You know, that's the title of Alex's porn flick.
And,
let's see. I've been listening to the new Fit for a King. They're coming out with a new album. I'm listening to their two new singles, and it's been fantastic. And, you know, it's just digging the musics right now. Back and forth with older stuff. I'm listening to a lot of Dropkick Murphys.
For some reason,
I kind of got into a Dropkick Murphy kick again.
That's completely fair. Yeah. That's completely fair. Yeah. I don't know about that.
Yeah, besides that, again, I'm just milking this break for all it's worth before I go back.
Hell yeah, dude. You have to. You have to enjoy it while you can.
Yeah, man.
Because soon you're going to be in a classroom full of fucking little kids.
Yeah. Teenagers, but yeah, little a-holes.
They're
well, compared to us, little kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We literally have a lifetime ahead of theirs.
Oh no! Compare, you know, my students think we're ancient as fuck already. You know that we belong in nursing homes.
They go fuck themselves then.
Yeah. Seriously,
I can see right now. Whatever, dear inner city geeks or whatever. I heard that Mr. Roberto or whatever, you know, teaches special needs, and you know Alex decided to make fun of special needs by saying "fuck these kids."
Oh my
God. I want to speak to his manager. I am my own manager, bitch.
There you go.
And I just got canceled.
And, yeah, like I said, I was just enjoying it, man. Just trying to do my thing.
Good, good. I'm glad. I'm glad you're enjoying it. I'm glad you're enjoying your summer.
Yeah.
Especially now that you're back from Middle Asia.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm already planning the next trip out there, so next year.
I know.
I got a wedding to attend out there next year.
So. Ooh, fun.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope, dude. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad. Glad to have you back. Glad to, with me? Nothing yet. Now we got Alex joining.
No, us. Fuck Alex. What's up with you? Alex is late. Alex is late.
Yeah, fuck Alex, PT, man. I'm glad whatever that decided to fucking update, you know, when I was like, son of a bitch. Like, you know, Like, you know, when you don't touch the PC for a minute and then the updates just come up out of nowhere. And I'm just like, yeah, really? That. Fucking now?
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you're on, bro. Missed you. Good to see your face, man. Okay, enough sentimentality.
Yeah. Steve, what's up with you?
Not too much, man. Not too much. I had the children since past weekend. It was fun.
Yay, kiddos.
Yeah. And we watched, of course, we watched She-Hulk. But also, I watched, I've been watching This Fool on Hulu. And it is fucking hilarious. It is a really good show. It's about this one dude. He's in his 30s, still living with his mom and his sister and his aunt. It takes place on the West Coast. And he runs this this rehab center called Thugs for Hugs, which is fucking hilarious. It's a hilarious fucking title for the place, or like Hugs for Thugs or something like that. But his cousin gets released from jail, and then he basically tries to help him by getting him into the program, and then just fun times ensue throughout the show. It's really funny. Mm. Also, Michael Imperioli, who we know from The Sopranos and stuff like that, he is the head counselor, and it's pretty fun. It's a really fun watch, so I definitely suggest you guys check it out. It's on Hulu. It's 10 episodes long. Each episode's like about half an hour. Really fucking funny. I like it a lot. I got like 2 episodes left, and I'm like, ah. Like, once I'm done with this recording, I'm going to go check it out. Check out the last couple, because they're fun. It's a real fun watch. What else have I watched? I also started watching The Staircase. I enjoyed the documentary that came out a while back, but I recently started watching the actual show.
Oh yeah, that's right, because I never watched the documentary. I watched the show. You were the opera. What do you think? Mm-hmm.
I'm liking it so far. I like how they interpret it into the show.
Right.
How they make things a certain way and actually show the past and the future and go back and forth with and everything, and they sort of make it all make sense, and it looks pretty good.
About how far in are you?
I'm on episode 2 right now so far.
Okay.
Yeah.
It only gets dark. I mean, you've seen the documentary.
Oh yeah, it's a dark story. It's about this writer. Peterson or whatever, Jordan Peterson, or I think it's Jordan Peterson or whatever. And how he calls 911 one night because his wife fell down the stairs. And then he hangs up, and then he calls back a few minutes later saying that she's not breathing anymore. And then it basically, being that he is a fictional writer, the cops go after him for being a writer or whatever, and you know, because he's always, you know, investigating the cops and everything and how they do things in the town. And it's just wild. It's a wild fucking story.
Yeah.
They dig into his whole background and what he likes and what he doesn't like, and they find some shit on his computer. It's incriminating in a way. But
I mean, and we can throw out, because it's not really a spoiler, because it's a true story, but like the fact that, did he do it?
Yeah. You know, that's the key. That's the key question throughout this entire thing. Like, did he really kill his wife?
Yeah. Both, you know, via documentary and mm-hmm. you know, TV show. It's like, did he do it? Did he actually do it?
Yeah. It's fucking nuts.
Yeah, that's fucking insane. But yeah. Wait until you watch the remaining episodes.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a bonus episode that comes out of nowhere saying, like, you know, he is going to pull the whole OJ, whatever. If I would have done it, this is how I would have done it.
Yeah, it sounds about right. Like, it's just a really good story. It's fucked up because it is a true story.
Yeah.
So it's kind of one of those things like, people are really fucked up. Granted, we already knew this from the get. People are fucked up. But to see that they twist and turn stories to make it fit their category, or not necessarily their category, but their intentions in the long run, it's fucking insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's definitely worth checking out. If you haven't watched the documentary or if you haven't watched the show, check out the staircase. I don't remember where the staircase, the actual documentary is on. I think it was on Netflix before. But the show is on Hulu right now. Is it on Hulu? I think it is. I don't remember.
It's HBO.
There we go. Yeah, on HBO. Check that shit out. It's fucking worth it. Definitely worth it. Go check it out. It's both of them are really good. I can't wait to finish the show, but I did love the documentary, so definitely check it out. Like I've been saying for the last 3 minutes. So we've had a lot of shit going on this week. So I figured we'd talk about it because, of course, that's what we do every fucking week. We talk about the geek shit.
I'm sorry, we still skipped over Alex.
Oh, we did. We did skip over Alex. I thought you gave up, Alex.
I was late, whatever. But the reoccurring theme. No, it's all right. The reoccurring theme. I did watch She-Hulk as well. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you saw the post-credits thing.
Yes.
Oh my God, that was hilarious. Like, you know, I know a lot of parents are probably a little like upset with it or whatever. I definitely knew Captain America.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
that's why she didn't necessarily say it. She pretty much
said it. No. She said fuck. Like, you know, like honestly, whatever, you knew what she was going for.
She could have just said that he farted.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because America's ass, right?
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
It would have been a strong patriotic fart.
Yeah, exactly. Can't have patriotic farts without Captain America, dude.
Every time he farts or whatever, it's a Star Spangled Banner.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, an eagle flies out every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty eagly.
He shits the Stars and Stripes.
America. So I've also watched The Sandman.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking with Brian about this yesterday and or earlier this morning, whatever. And
it was last night.
Yeah. So it's really good, well written. The only thing that I feel kind of bad saying it like this, after watching The Boys, maybe I'm spoiled from The Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You are, but you gotta think about it. They are two totally different things.
No. Which I get, because I mean, honestly, whatever. It is very very well written, and the episode with Death, mm-hmm. right? That really mm-hmm. got to me.
Yeah,
that's like honestly, episode. Whatever. I got kind of choked up, like you know, on that, like you know, as she's walking around and
just literally collecting souls.
Yeah, no, but yeah. What really got me was I said something to a friend of mine that I was just saying, like, you know, like when it comes to death or whatever, you're not guaranteed. You could either live for 100 minutes, 100 days, or 100 years. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you don't know. You just try to make the best of whatever you have. And to me, like when she took the kid, I was just like, damn.
Oh, the baby, right?
Yeah,
that,
that. No, you know what also got me? The dude in the, you know, he was honeymoon. He was on his honeymoon.
Yeah, the one in the beach. Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing that really got me too was that what was it in the beginning when they were first conversing, and that dude came out of nowhere and saw Death. Like it hit me already. Like she's gonna come up to him eventually, and it happened.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, like it
narrowly missed him. Meanwhile, it didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but then you know, she was like, "I got something to show you." And then what I love is as you walk in, you see the body in the background on the floor. Oh, yeah. You know, like next to the car. And I was just like, "Damn! Imagine that or whatever." Just like you know, let's say if it was like Family Guy, I was like, "Ah, come on!" You know, like
that was a good episode.
Yeah, and then
I'm sorry that. To go on what you were saying about the infant, though, I mean, as a father to, you know, 2-year-old babies, mm-hmm. it's like, I was like, what the fuck?
Yep.
But it's, you know, it shows the whole thing of the responsibility of death. Like, you know,
yeah.
That's why, like, you know, when they were explaining the whole thing of when he was like, oh, you know, you were captured for all this time, he was like, well, the guy was trying to get you. He was like, to me, like the deleted scene, whatever, is like, I took the bullet for you. But yeah, but then I also saw the latest episode of Beavis and Butthead, and I also saw the second half of the part two of South Park: The Shooming Wars.
Oh, nice! I haven't watched any of those. I saw the COVID episodes.
But yeah,
I did not see the streaming.
Dude, the one thing that when it comes to the COVID episodes that really got me that I felt so bad for was Cartman actually was happy, and then at the end when everything changed, I mean, like it. To me, I took it as like a what if, but still, mm-hmm. It was just at the end that Cartman got fucked over. I was like, son of a bitch, man. Always fucking Cartman.
Yeah, because he is the one that fucks everybody over from the get. So
yeah, but at the same time or whatever, he is like the best character in that show.
Yeah.
But yeah, but that was like that one was pretty fucking hilarious. The commercials they have for PP's streaming service, PP Plus.
Wow.
Okay. And they have like, you know, like I don't really want to spoil it, but they have like different like, you know, actors or whatever, you know. Getting stuff done to them, like, oh my god! I like I said, I don't want to spoil it because I'd rather you watch it and then if you talk about it next time, okay. So we could just, you know, really get into it. Yeah, but going back to Beavis and Butthead, man, like these new episodes, like it really brings me back to like the old school stuff. Except mm-hmm. the twist is it's more updated like nowadays.
Yeah, it's way more out there because even though they do have music videos now. They don't play the music videos necessarily. They'll have like one or two, but not as much.
No, they have music videos or whatever, but they kind of cut it short. Right. And then the other things that they're watching random videos online.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just the commentary that they have is just, you know, like it brings you back. Like, you know, it's just fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, so then when it comes to gaming, I've been back and forth with Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Okay.
I've just been playing the DLC. And okay. Yeah, it's been fun. That's been taking up my time, but I got to get back into Streets of Rage 4.
Nice.
Yeah, like that one's fun, but I'm stuck on one part, and it like they have an option like listen, when you get your ass kicked, right? You could be like, you know, you could get extra lives, but they'll cut your points. And I was just like, I want to try to do this without doing any, you know, any help. But then at the same time, whatever, when I get to that part, when I got to fight.
But I need it. Please give me all the help, please.
No, but at the same time, it's just like, I want to see if I could do it, like, you know, on my own. And then every time when I keep kind of like, you know, like my timing is off on certain attacks when I'm trying to get, you know, go against the boss on this level. And I'm just like, son of a bitch. There was one point where I had it like right there and the dude went for the special and fuck. Yeah, so and you know, like you want to throw, you know, like I like, you know how you want to throw the controller. I'm just like, I'm playing it, you know, the console. I'm just like, I'm not gonna throw this shit, but I'll still be angry. I will.
You're like,
it's crush. Like old school trying to beat Contra with the three lives and not using the 30 lives.
Yeah,
but like I love that with Streets of Rage 4 that they didn't change anything. It's like you could still break a payphone box and find a full turkey, fully cooked.
You know what's hilarious? Like, because they have the options of you can switch out, you know, what it is. So what I did was I did the, instead of the turkey, it's like a big slab of meat that like from like one piece, like, you know, whenever you see Luffy eating like a big, like, you know, meat with that bone or whatever sticking out, that's what I chose. And then for the smaller stuff, like, you know how you could pick up an apple? I switched. I was like, if I'm playing it as if it's a city, slice of pizza.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I'm gonna make this as New York as possible.
Ain't that wrong with that?
But yeah, but I mean, it's a fun game. The only thing that I was talking to a buddy of mine, right, my coworker, that was just like, you know, Streets of Rage is fun and looks great, but after playing Shredder's Revenge and then going to Streets of Rage, it just seems like you could do a lot more in Turtles. Like, you could do more attacks and more special moves. But Streets of Rage, you know, it's still fun. Like, you know, it brings you back to the old, you know, the old Genesis games.
So is this Streets of Rage, is there like a new version of Streets of Rage? Or is it just like a...
No, it's just a
continuation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pardon me, I had to drink water.
It's the same style side scroll.
Yeah, and then as you progress in the story mode, you get to unlock more characters. And okay. his characters from the other, you know, like different Streets of Rage games.
Okay.
I mean, they don't have everybody. They just have like the most popular dudes from the
okay.
series.
That's fair. That's fair. Okay.
But yeah, but it's been fun. Like, you know, just bring, you know, the nostalgia purposes or whatever it too. Oh, and I got my passes for Anime NYC, so I'm just kind of happy for that. Like, I'm just now waiting for my pass for Comic-Con to come through.
Nice.
Yeah, the only negative thing is I was supposed to go to a convention in September, mm-hmm. but because the hotel, if I'm correct, either doubled or tripled in price.
Jesus, okay.
We just decided we're not going to go this year.
That's fair.
Because we were going to go in a group. You know, it was going to be Mario, Tan, our boy David, and our boy Martin.
Okay,
like,
okay.
Yeah, like that convention was so much fun last year, man.
Where is it supposed to be?
It's in Kalahari Resorts in PA.
Okay.
And the after parties are in an indoor water park.
Ooh.
So imagine, if you will, or whatever, like people cosplay in, like, you know, in nice skimpy outfits or whatever, the good and the bad.
That's
you know,
fair. That's fair. That's fair.
But I mentioned it in the old podcast about, like, you know, that when I was there, you know, with one of them, a lot of them were wearing these like cow bikinis with like the little horns and everything, and one had a bell, and I felt kind of bad because you had a, you know, a big lady, right, you know, wearing that, and to me, I'm just like, I'm gonna just stay quiet.
You should have just went up and rang the bell, that's all.
Tip her over? What the fuck? Now I got canceled.
Nah.
But yeah, but that's what I've been up to. The next thing I want to check out though eventually is what the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, that, you know, is, I don't know if it's a movie or a series that's on Netflix.
The movie?
No, the thing that came out recently.
The movie.
It was a movie?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That it was like what, like nowadays or whatever. So you had the one that ran away from the original one.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
looking, yeah, it was a movie. It's a decent movie. I enjoyed it.
No, what made me laugh was when I saw the trailer for it, and I think we watched it. You know, mm-hmm. something like that. And to see the dude trying to record, like, you know, record it, and he just gets all cut up, yeah. And I'm just like, that's right, fucking let him.
That whole bus scene is insane.
Yeah, so I think that's one of the next things I'm gonna check out. And then, what is it? The latest episode of Harley Quinn was fucking hilarious because it was just a Joker episode.
Okay, I don't think I watched that one yet.
So yeah, so Joker was running for mayor.
Yeah, is that the Joker / sitcom episode?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I saw that one.
What was a cool Easter egg is when he was having, like, you know, the, like, his little party or whatever, that his float that he had, if you look at it, it's very influenced by the 89 Batman. Nice. So the balloon that he has is the balloon that was one of the balloons in the.
There was a couple of Easter eggs from the Joker movie in there.
Okay.
No, they had a little bit of everything. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
But
like the dancing down the stairs.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I mean, it, what made me laugh was, what was it at the end? When he, you know, that Harley and Ivy came back from, I don't know if you saw the last episode, that they were in mm-hmm. New Orleans. Yeah, and it was just like, we were gone for a fucking couple days or whatever, and this fucking happens. Like, but yeah, so that show's just been great, man.
That show's, it's really damn good. Like, I really hope they come back for another season.
Well, well, Discovery, don't fuck it up.
Just cross our fucking fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, but yeah. So that's it.
Very cool. Very cool. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. This is fun. Just to like kind of shoot the shit. Just like, you know, everyone talking about She-Hulk. You know,
dude, it was good.
I enjoyed it. I can't wait.
I was very surprised on how good that first episode was. I'm just hoping keep that momentum. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hopefully they should. All right, so we got some shit to talk about.
Nice.
Got some geek shit to talk about. It's of course, you know, there's a lot of shit, of course. We've been busy trying to figure out what the fuck's happening. And we got some good shit. First, we can start with Mr. Saw. Saw, we're getting the 10th Saw movie. It means, which is fucking great. I am excited for this because I have enjoyed all of the Saw movies. I even enjoyed the spinoff one that came out, the Jigsaw. That was fun.
Did you see Spiral?
Yes, I did see Spiral. I did like that one too.
I did like it. The only thing I was kind of not like, you know, I didn't like how the voice or whatever that you had, like, you know, from "Hello, I want to play a game" to "Hello, detective, I want to play a game."
you gotta switch it up. It can't necessarily be the same.
No. I know, but actually the traps or whatever, like, you know, though some of them were like more to the point. I liked them, like, you know, because it was just like they were raw.
Yeah,
I gave up after the one where the doctor was the new Jigsaw.
That's fair.
Yeah, I was like, okay, and then
that was Jigsaw.
No, it was the one where that had
Oh, are you talking about Lawrence Gordon?
Yeah, where Lawrence Gordon was like the new Jigsaw. I gave up after that one.
Oh, because after that, you know, after that on Jigsaw, whatever. I mean, we could kind of spoil it because it's been out for a minute already. That one of his first victims was, you know, from his first original trap, not the one with Amanda, the one prior to that. That was you know, the Jigsaw movie.
Yeah,
and that one was pretty cool too, especially like, you know, the trap that they had at the end when he against the. What was it? The cop that kept framing people?
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, oh my God, it's amazing. And when he got caught with that trap and at the end of whatever, it just looked like, you know, face hugger slash, like, you know, like a piranha plant or whatever when he opened up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking dope.
Yeah. Yay, violence.
Yay, exactly. I love blood.
And violence is my old friend.
Yes, exactly.
I want to play.
Yeah, it looks fucking cool. Like I'm excited. I'm excited, but it doesn't look cool. But it is. It is something that's like, okay, I want to see what they're gonna do. Especially that it's you know, we have a whole another year until then, a little bit more than a year. Because it's not set to come out until Halloween of 2023. But I'm excited for it. I want to see what they're gonna do with this.
Now, my question is this, though. Is Tobin Bell a part of it? Because I know the only thing that they had when it came to Spiral was just, you know, like an homage, was just a picture. Because, you know, at this point, he's dead, so.
Well, I'm not sure. Like, it's still in the early beginnings of it, I guess you can say. Nothing's really been shot yet. It's just, like, working its way into actually being done.
Okay.
So, we'll see. We'll see. We might get him back. We might get some other people. Who knows?
Yeah. It's just kind of funny because, of course, you know, if he does come back, it's just going to be like, you know, flashback scenes.
Which is fine with me. Or just bring in scenes from the previous ones.
Yeah.
Well, or what they may do is they could talk about, like, because if you remember in Jigsaw, and I think they, like, what I don't know that they had in the Spiral when they had like people just, you know, sitting down talking about, like, you know, as survivors or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they, you know, they showed these old traps that they were a part of.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could do something like that because, you know, it is that he did capture a lot of people, a lot of different things. Yeah. So, you know, like, you know, and as fucked up as it sounds, there could be more that, you know, that the cops never really found out or
or just weren't able to. Yeah, I got you.
Exactly. Well, so, you know, like, yeah. Oh my God, I'm writing this story or whatever. Send the check to the mail.
Do you think they're going to bring back Donnie Wahlberg that is crazy glue his head back together?
That would be interesting.
I'm mad. I said that death when he got caught was like, you know, I called it the vanilla ice.
No. Well, there you go. If you glue him back together, then you could tie this into the MCU because he could be the new Jigsaw.
Yeah, I can see that. I can definitely see that. Yeah, I'm not mad about it. Not mad about it at all.
But it's gonna it's gonna take a lot of glue.
Yeah, of course. He does have a big ass head. I got you. Yeah. And then,
and he was squished into a shit ton of pieces.
Yeah.
It became hamburger meat.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. It's kind of gross. But, I had burger for dinner today, too.
It's kind of funny. I was like, oh, what you had today? I had a Wahlburger.
Yeah, exactly. Some other shit that came out this week. Something that was pretty interesting. We knew that they were going to be working on a prequel series for John Wick. But we got news that it's going to be released on Peacock, and it's going to be a 3-part prequel series called The Continental, coming in 2023, which is right around the corner.
Right, because this was announced shortly after John Wick 3, when it was going to go to Stars.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like that it's coming to Peacock, because I don't have Stars.
But then again, who really does have Stars?
I know. Not even Stars.
Listen, the only Stars that I know at this point or whatever is from Resident Evil 3. Stars.
Yeah. Word.
That's the episode title. Who has Stars?
No.
I'm not saying that it was. No, I'm just saying.
I know. You missed it. This is what happens when you show up late. We already decided without you.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. Whatever, dude. I'm just like.
I'm not fucking with you.
Yeah. Charlie, you're going to get canceled soon.
No.
I won't be on here that much. So.
From what we see is this series is gonna follow a young Winston Scott and a young Chevron in the mysterious underworld of the New York in 1975. So it's gonna be pretty interesting. I want to see what they're gonna do with the series, especially since like the show itself is pretty fucking, the movie itself is pretty fucking good, and just building the characters to the point that they've done 4 pretty fantastic movies. Trying to do a prequel series and seeing how things were back in the 70s. It's going to be interesting. But like, that's why I wanted to get out.
Who would you cast as a young Ian McShane and a young Lance Reddick?
I don't fucking know, dude.
That's rough.
It is.
Because these are 2 great fucking actors.
Yeah.
You know,
it's pretty hard to fucking just, especially like Ian McShane, like it's really hard to just cast somebody else to be him, because he's such a brilliant character actor.
Oh yeah,
no matter what he does, it's fucking great.
Like he's one of those character actors that doesn't get stereotyped as that character.
Yeah,
you know, because I mean, think about it. As John Wick fans, he's Winston.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, as people who watch Deadwood, he was on. I don't know his character. I didn't watch the show, but he's that guy. In Pirates, he was what pirate did he play in part 3?
I don't remember.
4. You know what I mean?
Catchy like, the pirate.
But he always plays the part so well that it overpowers the typecasting.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Lance Reddick, who. Everything from The Wire to Oz.
Yeah, he's been fantastic in.
Just now, fucking Resident Evil.
Mm-hmm. Even though I haven't seen the new Resident Evil yet.
The series was okay. He saved it.
Okay.
But yeah, who do you get to play younger versions of these characters? I'm really, really hoping they have really good casting. And I mean,
obviously we could hope so.
I'm pretty positive the guys behind the franchise are going to be behind the show. So, I'm stumped. I don't know who they're going to pick to play these 2.
Yeah, I don't know either, but I'm kind of curious to see what they're going to do for it. So, we'll see. We'll see. Yeah. We're just I guess another year or so away, so.
Yeah.
That'll happen soon. If it hasn't already started, you know, filming and shit. There's some other shit that came out. We enjoy Wizard of Oz. We've enjoyed Wizard of Oz for quite some time. But we got news that Kenya Barris, who's done some pretty cool shit in the past, is going to modernize the Wizard of Oz. Which is very interesting. Because Wizard of Oz is one of those movies, one of those things that has been around for ages. And we've had one specific thing, one specific vision, one specific, you know, voice in a show. And it's been fucking great in a movie. And so, like, kind of seeing where this is going to go, what things can be, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, well, with a movie, that's Mario what saying, what's up? With a movie that's, what, 80 years old? Like, yeah. You know, and, you know, how beloved it is. Do you really think that it's something that they should mess with?
Why not? There's always something that you can do to make it, you know, make it modern, make it modernized. So, because, of course, you know, especially now that, you know, technology is a thing, making it actually look a lot better than it already was would be interesting.
Yeah, because I remember, what was it, that one that came out, what was it, in the 80s? The Return to Oz?
Yeah.
That was very very trippy as fuck.
Yeah, yeah. Even just the fucking, what was it, the Wiz. It's fucking great. It's cheesy as hell, but think about having a whole new version of that.
So, to circle back a story, to go back to the Continental, I happen to look on the IMDb, and they actually have casting.
Okay, okay.
So, Winston is played by Colin Woodall. Steve, you know him, because you also watched The Flight Attendant. He was Buckley.
Oh, shit, okay.
Mel Gibson is going to play Cormac. I guess a
new character. Nice. Okay, okay.
Peter Green is playing young Uncle Charlie. Peter Green hasn't been seen in a movie in a long time due to his drug habit. But
yay, drugs.
Peter Green was the cop in Pulp Fiction during the whole, like, gimp scene. What was it? Zed. You know, Zed's dead, baby. Also, he was the villain in The Mask.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dorian, that was his name. He was in Blue Streak with Eddie Murphy, but, like, he hasn't been seen in anything in a while because he, like, took time off of, like, you know, getting sober and shit. The Educator is played by Katie McGrath. You'd know her as Lana Luthor from Supergirl. And then I have a couple other random characters. And then we get to Sharon. And it's going to tie into our next story. He's going to be into the new Hunger Games. And that's all he's ever been in.
Good tie-in.
I'm mad that because he mentioned, you know, the Gimp or whatever, now I got that fucking song stuck in my head, Bring Out the Gimp.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. I'll take it. But yeah,
just not like Hunger Games. Min Rains.
Yeah, exactly. The new Hunger Games is very interesting. It's gonna be a prequel essentially. Not with what's her face in this one, but it's gonna be interesting because Viola Davis is gonna be playing the main character, the main villain in this, so it's very interesting. So the Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes is the title of it. Rachel Zegler and Tom Blythe are going to be the main characters in this. And from what they're saying is that Rachel's character is going to be the anti-version, like the anti-version of Katniss in this. So it's going to be interesting. I kind of want to see where they're going to go with this. How are they going to make this a whole thing? So we'll see. We'll see. Especially since, you know, they've made like a bazillion dollars on the other one, on that whole series. So
I've only ever seen the first movie.
Yeah. It's good. It's not bad. It's a fun watch. Yeah. It's better than like the watching the fucking, like the fucking, what was the Wave Runner or whatever the fuck it was. The Maze Runner. That's what it was. Jeez, yeah. Wave Runner, wow. I don't know where my mind went with Wave Runner, but but yeah, it looks pretty cool, so I'm excited to see what they're going to do with this, because I did enjoy the movies.
Yeah, it, for those, I don't know if you read the book. That this
I didn't read the book.
On. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's supposed to be more about the guy who was president, President Snow.
Okay.
More about his life and how he mentored somebody back in the day.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you, Professor. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Damn it. Do you think you'll work without Cat Piss Evergreen or whatever the fuck her name is?
Yeah, I don't know. It'll work because there's tons of character work in there. There's tons of people that it could be based off of.
Yeah, it has nothing to do. It's more about the game itself than it has to do with her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. As you can tell, whatever.
As much as I was had a huge crush on Jennifer Lawrence, you know, back in the day, but
yeah,
it has nothing to do with that.
Platonical, just in case the missus is listening. Platonical.
Oh God, yeah. She'll be all right.
Yeah, she'll be okay.
Yeah, when she comes back, it's like I heard the podcast.
Okay. I'll be like, it's about time.
Oh, Charlie just ends up more into the hole.
Steve, you said what? 10 years?
Yeah, 10 years.
Almost 10 years.
Charlie, like, whatever. Why start now? Charlie's just digging himself more and more into the doghouse or whatever. He's like, you know, Charlie's gonna have a permanent residence there. Every time he comes into the apartment, or whatever, you know where to go.
Exactly.
Where's the wee pad?
There you go.
Piss on yourself.
That's gross.
Clean up afterwards.
Yeah. That's some other shit that came out. Of course, we enjoy the Star Wars here. At least most. At least a few of us here. I know you don't. I know you don't care, Charlie. I know Brian. Alex doesn't really give a fuck either.
No,
but
about you and I, Steve.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So last.
I'll give it a chance in the near future. I'll watch one of the originals eventually.
Yeah. Okay. You never seen any of the originals?
Bits and pieces, but the first Star Wars I saw in its entirety was Episode One, and I was so disgusted by it.
Oh, Mario. Oh man! Wow, this is funny. David Lee Rath says Jennifer Lawrence is hotter than Chipotle diarrhea. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty funny. I like that. Yeah.
Chipotle diarrhea, my 10th studio album.
Yeah. So, back to Star Wars. We got news that we're getting more of Star Wars Visions, which was, you know, essentially little vignettes of what could have happened throughout the Star Wars universe. So we're getting Volume 2 coming very soon. And Volume 2 is basically going all over the place, not just, you know, being just done with, you know, specific people here, but there are people going to be doing it, like, in Japan. What was the other one? They're basically going to be doing a bunch of different stories from like France, Japan, Spanish countries and stuff like that. England, Chile, South Africa, England, Ireland and France and India. So it's going to be all over the place. And I am very excited to see what they're going to do with it because I did enjoy what they did with the last season of it. So seeing what they're going to do for season 2 is very exciting. Because I enjoyed it. It's different. It's not exactly what you usually expect to see in a Star Wars stuff. And it's a good feel. I liked it a lot. So we'll see what they're going to do with this next one. And then some other shit that came out. We got a lot of trailers, which I'm very excited for. Because we like watching shit. So The first trailer that we got that was very exciting for me was... we've spoken about it previously on plenty of occasions, is the fact that they're working on a Wednesday show for Netflix. We finally got the first trailer for it. And this looks pretty fucking cool.
This looks really great. I'm excited as hell for this.
Yeah, I am very excited for it too.
That one scene is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, have you had to see the trailer?
I have not seen the trailer yet.
I guess you're going to watch it now.
Yeah, we're going to watch it now.
I'm going to have to jump.
Yeah, basically. So let's watch the trailer.
Miss Adams, you certainly had a very interesting educational journey. 8 schools in 5 years.
Hey, freak. This is a closed practice.
The only person who gets to torture my brother is me. I did the world a favor. People like Dalton shouldn't be allowed to procreate. Getting expelled was just a bonus.
The smile. Oh my god.
You who love Nevermore. It's a magical place.
I met your mother.
The sun has left.
Finally, you will be among peers who understand you. Maybe you'll even make some friends.
Want to take a stab at being social? I do like stabbing. Little did I know I'd be stepping into a nightmare. Full of mystery, mayhem, and murder. I think I'm going to love it here.
That shit looks dope as fuck. Like, I'm very fucking excited for this. I want to see what they're going to do with it.
I think the casting for Wednesday was perfect. I don't know who she is. But
yeah,
oh,
she's really good. She was in You previously.
Okay.
She was also in the latest Scream.
I was going to say Scream 5.
Mm-hmm. She's a great actress. She's really damn good. I also love the fact that they casted Catherine Zeta-Jones and Luis Guzman as fucking Morticia.
Yeah.
And this dude. It's fucking great. It's great casting.
Dude, did you see the stuff online where people were complaining about Luis Guzman or whatever playing Gomez?
Yeah, but then if you look at the old school artist renderings of Gomez,
the Charles Adams drawings. Yeah. And it was funny because, you know, everyone was like, you know, you could have got someone that looked either like Sean Astin or Raul Julia. And I was just like, well, if you look at the original drawings from Charles Adams, you know, the choice of Luis Guzman was actually, it kind of fit.
Yeah, it really did. And, you know, somebody who looks like Raul Julia now, I mean, that guy's kind of dead.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think you want somebody to look like that right now.
Yeah, no.
Wow, Charlie, you went there and I fucking love it.
But seriously.
Charlie is morbid.
The last thing I saw Catherine Zeta-Jones in was that show, Prodigal Son.
Fox. Right.
She was in the last season of it, and she looked old and haggard and like really bad. Like, not for nothing, because Catherine Zeta-Jones was like a sex symbol.
Yeah.
In the early 90s and 2000s. To see her now, what she looked like. She looks much better, and I think this role will fit her better.
Mm-hmm. It could also just be, you know, the makeup in it or whatever.
Yeah.
But it looks good on her, though. Yeah. It doesn't look bad.
No, like I said, she looks really great here. I think the acting for her, this role would be, is well suited for her.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I completely agree with you, dude. It looks really good.
Well, I also like the fact, so from what I've been hearing and reading about this show, it's not comedic. It's going to be like an 8-hour Tim Burton film.
Yeah. And I am cool with it. At this point, from what I've seen so far, they've only got 4 episodes directed by Tim Burton.
Okay.
So.
Well,
listen, as long as they have the influence from him, I think it'll be fine. Because also remember, Nightmare Before Christmas or whatever was a story that, you know, like a story that he made, but it wasn't directed by him.
No.
Right.
Now, and it's still fucking classic, so I'm just saying.
Didn't he direct the original Addams Family movies with Raul Julia?
I don't remember. I had to Google that
shit. Come on, Brian, IMDb.
I'm already on it.
He's like, I'm there, motherfucker.
Barry Sonnenfeld, the guy who did Men in
Black. Okay. That's fair. I'll take it.
You know what though? The only thing that I'm just wondering now is, like, you know, since they did mention Pugsley, I'm wondering if they are gonna have him in the show.
Yeah, they are gonna have him in the show. Like, if from like the pictures that they posted online, they did have a Pugsley in there. But they did also mention that they were gonna bring in Christina Ricci in some type of way for the show.
So which I think would be great. Now, the other thing I'm wondering now is, you know, Uncle Fester, like, you know,
that's happening because they did say that they're not posting anything online as far as who's gonna be Uncle Fester.
Dude, if they get Christopher Lloyd or whatever, I know fuck people are going to be fucking, you know.
Oh, that'd be great.
And fangasming all over everyone's face, neck, and chest or whatever.
Of course. Taking it back and there'll be Pacific Rimming over everybody.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Yeah, exactly.
Hold on, I got to clean the screen.
Throwback. But yeah, this show looks awesome. I can't wait to see it. It looks way better than the Munsters.
Oh, leagues better.
Yeah.
You know what really got me? The teaser trailer. The teaser trailer I was kind of excited for, like when I saw it, the teaser trailer. But then when they showed the actual trailer, I lost a lot of interest.
Yeah, I think everybody did.
Yeah.
And you know, and the thing is this, it's like, you know, I get that you want to give like a backstory of how, like, you know, how Herman met Lily, right? But at the same time, it's just like
nobody cared. That wasn't part of the show. That was never a part of the show.
But you know, it doesn't necessarily have to have anything with that. It's the fact that like it just
but
doesn't look good. It could be about anything.
It could be about anything, but you have to pay homage to the original, and this has nothing to do with it. Right. This is completely like somebody bullshitted a script, and Rob Zombie just took it and ran with it.
Hey, well, but he's the one that bullshitted the script.
Yeah, but
he shat really on the script.
Well, honestly, whatever. And the thing is this: okay.
What were you saying, Brian?
He shit on it like typical Rob Zombie fashion. His movies are just fucking terrible.
I don't know, man. House of a Thousand Corpses, Devil's Rejects, and The Three from Hell are fucking amazing.
Two of those were good.
Which one you didn't like?
Three from Hell.
Really? You know, I mean,
I got 10 minutes in, and it's 10 minutes of my life I'm never getting back.
Honestly, whatever. Like, I didn't think they should have done it, but if you watch the whole movie, it's actually not bad.
No, I went through the whole thing, and
You know, I mean, just that fight scene with, you know, the showdown at the, you know, the with the dudes, you know, with the lucha masks and stuff like that. Like, you know, that fight was fucking over the top, and I loved it.
Yeah, there were some things in there that were okay. It was just like,
dude, when Baby shot the dude in the face with the fucking arrow.
But like, I 10 minutes of that, and I'm never 10 minutes of my life I'm never getting back. I'd rather watch the entirety of the remake of Dune, which I think 10 minutes of that, and I was like, no.
Dune is a different story.
The thing is, it's. The Munsters has a lighthearted, comedic, nostalgic feel to it.
Right.
And they didn't have this. No, and it didn't. And it also has to do with the person who wrote the script and directing the script. I really don't, when you hear Rob Zombie or think of Rob Zombie, you don't really get the nostalgic, comedic feels when it comes to Rob Zombie. You know what I mean? I think has something to do with it.
But the funny thing is, if you know about Rob Zombie or whatever, he does love the Munsters. Like, that's one of his
favorite shows. Oh, no, that's perfectly fine. I totally get it.
But, you know, it doesn't show.
No, not at all.
It doesn't show. It's like me writing a Star Wars movie right now.
You probably
as much as I can't stand Star Wars right now or something like that, you know? And me writing a Star Wars movie, it'll be other shit.
Yes, Mario, I agree. Mario,
no,
Dune was awesome.
No, Dune was not awesome. Dune sucked. So
it is a very slow movie, but it is a very good story.
I had slower bowel movements that were more interesting.
Nice,
than Dune.
Nice.
Anyway,
so technically, Brian's saying is that, you know, like, he's gonna go take a Dune in a bit.
with no, for Rob Zombie being a fan of this, Charlie's right. It did not show at all.
Yeah.
But also, it's another Rob Zombie movie starring his wife, who has no acting talent whatsoever.
Yeah.
Nepotism at its finest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny how it just seems like the whole thing of it goes back to that old saying of happy wife, happy life.
I guess so. I guess so. Yeah. But regardless,
well, like remember, but Tim Burton did the same thing. He always put in on what's her name in every freaking movie for a while.
Yeah, but aren't they divorced now?
Yeah, see, but the thing is,
well, that worked out.
But the difference is that she was actually good in shit.
Yeah, she's talented.
I still say, I love her as Marla Singer in fucking Fight Club. So
I haven't fucked like that since grade school. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There you go. Perfect. Yeah.
Good night, everybody. Perfect. That's how we end it. The Geek Shall Inherit the Earth.
If I had a tumor, I'd name it Martha.
Yep. Basically.
Now, also, before they remake that movie.
Right, but no, seriously. Now I feel like I want to watch Fight Club.
That's fair. Yeah, seriously. I was just thinking about that.
I
still have
it's always a good time to watch Fight Club.
I still have the deluxe edition DVD for that.
Me too.
I have it somewhere in storage.
I got it. I can see it from here.
I remember when I saw it in the theaters.
I read the book first.
Oh.
I remember
you, I think Steve still has one of my books from him, from Chuck Palahniuk.
Yeah, I do.
Steve stole it and went to Florida.
I actually got
this interviewed. Was like back in like college, man.
Damn, man. Steve, like that library check-in thing or whatever. Yeah. I'll give it back eventually.
Eventually.
True story. I was coming out of at Madison Square Garden, the theater, because they had Now, keep in mind, the theater would have looked like 20 or 25 years ago, whatever.
Jesus Christ!
So yeah, so like it was the year that Fight Club was in theaters.
Yeah,
so
I remember
97. Mm-hmm. And so what happened is that I was coming out of a job fair, and then I didn't know what was going on, and somebody was like, "Hey, you know." Want to be on TV, you know, do an interview thing, or just like those, like, you know, say like a one-liner thing, and they do like a whole like montage of people like talking about a movie.
Of course, yeah, that's what they always do. Yeah,
and so I never saw the commercial because I didn't have cable at the time, and or at least not Cinemax, and like they had me say Ed Norton, who knew? Yeah, and it's like shit. I never got to see. Thing and I doubt it's online anywhere because you know who had fucking internet in 1997,
right?
And YouTube wasn't a thing. And so I still like the only way I know that it really existed was that one of my friends and his wife they happened to see me in the street and they're like, "Yo, we saw your commercial," you know. And but yeah, I was pretty fucking dope. But
that's awesome.
Now I got an ICG celebrity now.
You know? Haven't all of us been on TV one shape or form or another?
Yeah, yeah.
I've been on a couple of times.
Oh my god! One of my favorite things was when I went to the book signing for Mick Foley. Like you hear me in the background when they're showing the line. I came to see Mankind, the best wrestler. That was my voice.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
I was on the People's Court once.
Nice, nice. I was in a documentary with our boy Mario. This is in the chat right now. We went in the documentary for the zombie documentary, Zombie: A Living History.
Nice.
Yeah.
I remember the pictures of you. You know.
Yeah, me looking like a zombie and shit. I remember that. The shit was fun as hell. As you can find that online somewhere. I think it's on the History Channel somewhere.
Yeah, I was being interviewed by Harvey Levin on the People's Court. That was crazy.
Nice.
Mr. TMZ himself.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I still remember one of the other things, even though like it's hard to find this clip. But I remember when I went to a late night with Carson Daly and David Blaine was a guest on the show and he was just an illusion. Yeah, yeah. So he pulled out his heart and apparently like dropped dead on stage and everyone's freaking out and you only hear like my voice.
Oh, that's great.
What's funny was I think they edited it out. I was just like, that was pretty funny though. Don't give a fuck.
Oh my god.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's fair. That's fair. And Mario said he was In the Dark Knight Returns as Thug Number 7.
Oh my god, nice.
Yeah. And then we got some other shit this week that was very fucking exciting. We are fans of the Cobra Kai's. And we got a trailer for the next season, which is very fucking interesting.
I gotta catch up.
Oh, it's so good.
Dude, so I saw season one and I was fucking amazed by it.
Dude, it's fucking great.
It only gets better.
Oh yeah. Here we go with season 5 trailer. So let's watch this shit.
This is what we're up against. This is how everyone sees him. As some kind of philanthropist out to save the kids of the valley. Terry Silver.
Why you guys named Michael?
It's Michaela.
Whatever.
I washed my hands at Cobra Kai when we lost the tournament. I'm not a sensei anymore.
As of today, I am shutting down Miyagi-Do Karate.
This can't be your plan.
With Johnny gone, it's on me to fix this.
One star? Does the car smell like beer? Because there is beer, asshole.
Cobra Kai now has more students than ever before. That means we'll need more senseis.
I'm thinking a lot bigger than just the valley.
Everything was supposed to be better after the tournament. It's only getting worse.
I know how things can start out from nothing and get bigger and bigger until all you feel is hate.
I want you guys to get along. We're all friends now.
And that's friends. We never will be.
Silver is dividing and conquering.
If this continues, all that we have fought for will not even be memory.
I need you to see which of my students are ready to take the next step.
You really won't stop.
You need to let me and Chosen handle this. It's the only way to make it all end.
Fine. Handle it.
All we gotta do is get our hands dirty. If you continue down this path, nothing in your life will ever be the same again.
Adult classes are on Wednesday.
I'm not here to take a lesson. I'm here to teach you one.
I'm happy to hear that you're doing well with the others.
Yeah, well, I make friends pretty easily. I find that a little kindness goes a long way.
Yay. That shit looks awesome.
And the one thing they didn't show in the trailer but has been posted all over Cobra Kai's Instagram is that fucking Mike Barnes is coming back.
Yeah. So fucking cool.
I love that line. A little kindness goes a long way. I was like, I'm going to start calling people, punching people in the face kindness.
Yeah, and it's also cool to see, like Mario said, the Blue Beetle in this. Very fucking cool. I'm excited for this season. Yeah, very fucking excited. Cannot wait.
But I love how Johnny picks people up in fucking Eagle Fang Mobile.
Yeah, it's fucking great.
Yeah, it doesn't look nothing like a pedal van. Nothing at all.
No, not at all.
One star because it smells like beer. There is beer in here.
Yeah, it's fucking great.
Brian would have given it 5 stars.
Yeah. Very fucking cool. I can't wait. I can't wait. Especially since it's coming out on my birthday weekend. Mm-hmm. There we go. Perfect. It's a perfect way to start the fucking weekend. And then we got the final teaser that I'm very excited for. I enjoyed the game. Did I play the game? I don't remember. But I did watch the playthroughs of it because, of course, you know, why not? Because it's all over the place. Why not? You know, give it a shot. It's a great fucking story. So the fact that they're actually doing it and it's coming out very soon, we got a teaser for it. A very, 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 very short teaser for The Last of Us. And here we go with the teaser, because I didn't see this until now either. So thank you, Brian, for putting it up in the notes.
Yeah, of course. I saw it online. I'm like, holy shit. And I'm like, yep.
So here we go with the teaser for The Last of Us.
Everybody cares for either died or left me.
I have no idea what the boss is.
Oh, that is a super teaser.
And yes, that was Nick Offerman.
Yes, I so, like it.
I forget what character he's most likely playing, but because I played the game once, I think it's a fantastic game. The whole premise of The Last of Us is that there's an apocalypse, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not really zombies, but more like infected.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like some people get hit with it worse than others. Like some just become infected and they die easily, like when you kill them. Or some become like clickers, where like they're all like filled with like fungi and like hard, like I don't know, like hard to explain, but like but they click like the predator would click. And you have to be very, very silent when you go toward them. And it takes a lot of ammunition to kill. And, like, traps and stuff. But the premise with The Last of Us, with the girl, is that she's infected, but she's immune. And Ellie ends up finding her way into the lives of Joel. And, what do you call it? And he... during the beginning of the whole apocalypse, went to go save his daughter, but then she ends up getting like shot to death.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, and so like Joel is like to himself for like, you know, the longest time, and now it's like, I don't want anything to do with you. I had a daughter, you know.
Okay, so he's being a hard ass the entire time.
Yeah, and then it basically they form a bond that's really unbreakable, and like
okay.
They save each other in more ways than one, and it's a beautifully told story in this crazy fucking world.
Okay.
Pedro Pascal sounds a lot like the character, because it's Troy Baker is the voice.
Mm-hmm.
So he, you know, because Pedro Pascal has a natural, you know, Spanish American accent, and like,
yeah,
he dropped that and sort of put on that southern Midwestern, you know, accent to play Joel, and I'm like, okay, I need to see more of this.
Well, definitely.
And I'm excited. I'm curious to see how they do it, because the game revolves around, of course, once Joel has Ellie, the game revolves around the four seasons.
Okay.
Okay. Like starts out.
Well, it kind of looks like that in the teaser. You see winter. You see a little bit of summer, a little bit of fall. So okay.
Because during the fall to early winter, Joel gets sick, and Ellie basically does all like the hunting and whatever, and supply runs.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a fantastic story. Highly recommend.
It's a fantastic game.
Oh yeah, absolutely it is. So like I'm. I'm curious to see what they're going to do with the show, like how much influence is going to be taken from game to show, because as we spoke about earlier with the Sandman, and Gaiman basically did, you know, picture for picture, word for word. Like, I wonder if they're going to do a similar thing where Naughty Dog and their involvement in this is going to take their game and perfectly adapt to live action.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
You know?
Also, remind me how far they're going to take the season, though. Are they going to do the whole game within the season, or?
That's a good question. And considering how Naughty Dog did a pretty fantastic job with the Uncharted movie.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, sure, there were, like, a little bit of, like, you know, things here and there. You know, Mark Wahlberg not rocking the Sully mustache like he should have. But
yeah, he came out with it at the end of it.
At the end of it, yeah. But yeah. And of course, their outfits being identical to the game, you know, from Uncharted 3. So, like, I'm curious to see how much more influence they do via that it's not a Hollywood production for,
right.
For screens, that it's just an HBO thing.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. I kind of see what they're gonna do with it. They from what we see so far within this teaser, it looks like they are on the right path.
Yeah.
Let's just see if they continue on that path.
Yeah, but then also it being HBO, you wonder how long the show's gonna last.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. But when they're putting like, especially with the fact that like they have all these solid actors in this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure they're not gonna be like, okay, yeah, fuck this. This looks like crap. They're not gonna do like they did with Batgirl. That they pretty much say we're saying that it looks like a bad issue, like a bad episode of the CW stuff. Which
I'm sorry. From what we see in the trailer, like you see the grittiness of the survival aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is what's been done pretty damn good, because we've seen it plenty of times before that they've done all these other shows like The Walking Dead is a show that's post-apocalyptic in a post-apocalyptic world, but it has all the character buildings. So it's going to be interesting to see what they're going to do. So
yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how they intertwine all the storylines into a TV show. It's going to be really interesting to see.
Hell yeah, dude.
As a fan of the game, and I have part two. I haven't finished part two yet, so.
Mm.
I wonder if they're going to ever integrate part two, because that's a massive storyline there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So it's very exciting. I cannot wait to see this. No news exactly as to when it's going to be coming out. Probably sometime next year. But I'm completely fine with it, because I'm good with them.
I think it's going to be sometime next year. It has to be sometime next year.
Yeah.
I'll say by spring next year we'll get it.
I wouldn't be surprised. But yeah, it looks fucking dope. This is exciting shit right there.
Yeah, man.
Something that I forgot to add to the notes, but I did speak to Brian about this previously, is the fact that we got news, confirmation, essentially, that coming to Daredevil, the season of Daredevil, what is it? Reborn?
Reborn.
Yeah. Born again. Yeah, whatever. He's a born again.
There you
go. But we got news that Punisher, Jessica Jones, and Luke Cage are all reprising their roles in the next season of Daredevil. And that is
I'm excited about. I like that. I'm happy about that.
Yes.
You notice there's no words on Iron Fist, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to joke around saying, no Iron
Fist? Yeah, I was going to say that.
Which, but the thing is, like, it's not like he was bad, because he's not a bad character. He's not... He wasn't bad in the show. Like, I enjoyed the second season more than I did the first season.
His shows were just rushed.
Yeah, they were.
They were good, but like I agree with Brian, they were rushed.
Yeah.
They were enjoyable to watch. It was just, you know.
And he was good in it too. He was good acting wise, he was good at it.
Yeah. I just don't remember the Defender show that much right now. I'm trying to remember the Defender show, how he was.
It was only one season.
Yeah, and it's just I can't remember much of it right now.
I mean,
let's see.
It was good. I mean, truthfully, what I was saying to Steve recently is that what I do is that I watch Daredevil, and then I watch The Defenders, and then I watch Daredevil season 3.
Yeah.
Because
because Mario says they need more real martial arts.
Yeah, it's true. But I love how everybody's like, oh, you know, they should have cast, like, a not white guy. It's like assholes. It's like Danny Rand is a California...
He's a white kid. Exactly. Danny Rand was a white kid.
Look at every adaptation of Danny Rand, including, including Ultimate Spider-Man on Disney.
Yeah, yeah. Whether it's comics, whether it's TV shows, cartoons, he's a white kid.
Yeah.
Come on, people. Know your shit before you start talking shit about them.
although, truthfully, I'd be cool if they just like scrap Luke Cage and Iron Fist and just
no,
no, but do it as a Heroes for Hire show.
Okay, so that's not scrapping it. just.
But I mean, like, don't have individual shows. Just have a series of them.
No, but it looks like it's just they're just gonna show up in the show. It doesn't mean that they're gonna be doing a whole new series of them.
Okay, well, I know he's busy. Coulter's busy with Evil.
Right. Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see what they're gonna do with this. I am excited for it. And then we all, of course, we know Kingpin's gonna be there too. So, yay. So yeah, it's gonna be dope. It's gonna be real fucking cool. I cannot wait. Cannot fucking wait. Is there anything else we need to add for the show?
Thor: Love and Thunder coming to Disney September 8th.
Yes. Coming to Disney September 8th. Very exciting. Cannot wait. That's just another, what, 3 more weeks away?
About.
Very fucking cool. Cannot wait for that. Cannot wait to sit at home and watch it. Mm-hmm. Even though I enjoyed it in theaters, I cannot wait to see it again.
Well, you know, I have Tostitos and nacho cheese. I just sit down and watch the movie on my
screen. There you go.
On,
you
know, my TV on the wall. And
there you go. It's the perfect timing right there for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that pretty much wraps it up for this week. So thank you guys for listening. Make sure you guys go to innercitygeeks.net. We've got a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we got this show. We have my brain went just blank. Wow. We have this show. We also have Suplex City Geeks, where we talk about wrestlings and shit. Go check that shit out. Then pretty soon, we will be having the return of Inner City Geeks Turntable, where me and Charlie talk about music and shit. So go check that out very soon.
Yay.
Yeah. Then we're going to have, what else we have up there? Oh, on the site, you could check out Comics with the World, Manga Time, Anime World over there with our friend Mario is going to be there. Well, previous shows that Mario did are up on there. So check all that shit out. Then we also have the old school episodes of old school, not episodes, but the Inner City Geeks webcomic. What's over there by our boy, little Alex over there. So much shit that we've done is on the site. So check all that shit out. Then it's popping, good games, the original ICGPW Slamcast. So much shit.
What was the other one, the one that you did, the one with the young lady?
That wasn't part of the Inner City Geeks.
Oh, I thought it was. Sorry.
No, it wasn't. It's all good. But yeah, so much fucking shit. Go check all that shit out. There's a lot of shit over there. Plus we're just approaching 10 years of the show. So 10 years of the show and a lot of shit that we've done over here.
That's still fucking crazy to
me. Yeah. It's fucking insane. But yeah, check out all the shit over there. Then we got some pretty cool places you can check out. Click the links, especially in the description or on the site. We have links to Fight TV, where you can watch a lot of cool fucking wrestling shits and shit. Not only just wrestling, but they also have MMA over there. A lot of cool shit. Check out Fight TV. Just click the link, takes you over there, then you could pre-order shit, or you could pre-order pay-per-views and stuff like that. A lot of cool shit over there. Check all that shit out on Fight TV. Then you got a link to Sideshow Collectibles, where you could buy some pretty cool toys, because got some dope shit over there too. Like,
yay, toys.
Yeah, exactly. I think the last one, like, we spoke about a couple weeks ago was the 2 foot tall Boba Fett with 2 foot tall Boba Fett with Han Solo and Carbonite.
Right.
That was approximately $700. But it's a dope fucking piece. So if you have the extra money, check that shit out, because that shit is fucking cool as hell. Pricey as fuck, but it looks fucking dope.
Dear Santa.
Yeah, pretty much. Fictional characters. Yeah. But yeah, check that shit out. Then there's also a link to Amazon. You get some pretty cool shit over there. But they also get Amazon Prime. We get your first month free. If you don't have it, get your first month free of Amazon Prime on us. A lot of cool shit over there. You got a lot of cool shows. You got free deliveries of shit. Free next day delivery of shit. Sometimes even same day delivery. So check out Amazon Prime over there. Click that link. Take it over there. Then they got So Sick Clothing Company. We get some pretty cool shirts, hats, and hoodies and stuff over there. Made, designed by geeks for geeks. So check out So Sick Clothing. SOESIC clothing.co and type in Inner City Geeks for 15% off of your entire purchase. Then if you want some beardly goodness, what's it makes your beard look as good as mine, check out Beard Octane. Beard Octane got some really good shit. Check out it. It's like I said, Beard Octane, get to all the natural beardly goodness, because we all like the good stuff. So type in ICD-10 for 10% off of your entire purchase. Because y'all like discounts. Y'all do it over there. Then we have CBDMD weekend. Pretty cool CBD stuff over there. Just click the link. It's not too expensive, but still kind of worth it. So check that out, CBDMD. And that pretty much wraps it up for those places. Then you can find the show SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcast, but the best place to listen to this show and get the whole catalog of shit that we have is on motherfucking Spotify. So check us out over there. Click the link, subscribe, do all that shit over there. Then we have socials. You can find us on the socials. You can find us on the Facey Space, so faceyspace.com/InnerCityGeeks, on Instagram at InnerCityGeeks, on Twitter at InnerCityGeeks. Where can we find all you motherfuckers at? Let's start with Brian. Where can we find you, sir?
You could find me on social media, of course. Check out bright2jpresents.com with links to a whole bunch of awesome stuff, including my YouTube channel, Bright2J Presents, where the latest video of Obi-Wan Kenobi, The Wandering Jedi, went up about a week ago.
That shit is dope.
There's going to be a bit of a pause because of my extremely long work week this week, so new content coming next week. But you guys are used to my hiatuses.
It's all good.
You could, of course, find me on Twitter and Instagram at Bri2JPresents. That's Bri2JPresents. And where can we find you, Charlie?
You can find me on the Twitterverse, RUPERTO2106.
Yes. Alex, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Denied, D-I-N-Y-E-D, and on Instagram at Denied, D-I-N period Y period E-D.
Yes, thank you. And you guys can find me on the Instagram and the Twitters at Mr. Drackle, M-I-S-T-R-J-A-C-K-A-L. Again, I guess it's M-I-S-T-R-T-E-R-J-A-C-K-A-L. Had a hard time just saying that, but it's all good. So like I said, thank you again for listening. I appreciate you guys. We appreciate you guys. You guys are the best. Appreciate you guys sharing, liking, subscribing, all that shit, all that goodness. So we appreciate the fuck out of you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Real quick, I don't know when I want to be back on. Yes. But it's always a pleasure. You know, I'm always part of the community. I'm always around.
Yeah, you're always around. Alex,
somebody make fun of Alex for me while I'm gone. Keep out your
best. Don't worry, I'll kick you in the shin when I see you in person next time.
I
bro.
Appreciate. You have no idea how much I missed that. it's the stupid little things I miss. You know,
of course,
we not, you know, we don't see each other, but if we want to,
absolutely,
certain things and you know, the banter between me and Alex is just it's love. It's how we express our love for each other,
dude. We've known each other for over 20 years.
Yeah.
So you would expect that to happen.
Exactly. It's just a big fucking family. And yes. Somebody, yeah, please just, you know, keep Alex on his toes for me and beat him up for me, please. Verbally.
Yeah, we gotta keep my double hit replacement active, so I'm just saying.
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
Exactly.
I'm all fucking battle damaged.
Yeah. you're talking to the guy with a metal plane and two screws in his right knee, so come on.
Yeah.
Am I alone?
Sometimes.
Yeah, surgically repaired. Yes, yeah, surgically repaired knee, double hip replacement, and
that's
and a reattached
retina.
Yeah.
That's going to be the name of our new podcast, you know, Surgically Repaired Podcast. You know?
We just talk about how fucked up we all are, whatever. And then all of us combined or whatever just make one good person.
Like, how'd you hurt yourself today? I hurt myself sleeping.
I slept wrong, and for whatever reason, I was paralyzed from the left side.
Exactly.
There you go.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.
Yeah, boy.